In most homes, we need to turn on the heating or air conditioning to set the interior temperature to the most comfortable level. In passive buildings, we don't need to do anything of the sort. Consisting of perfect insulation, excellent air tightness, and a specific ventilation system, this construction standard consumes next to no energy to regulate the interior temperature.
More concretely, what does the term passive building actually mean?
And how is this concept driving change in the construction industry? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. The main characteristic of a passive building is low energy consumption, which can generate significant savings. But for it to work, the building has to be extremely well insulated and energy efficient. This is achieved in particular thanks to features like excellent air tightness, or a dual flow ventilation system to retain as much heat in the home as possible when air is moving between the outside and the inside.
But well insulating a building is nothing new. It's something we've been trying to achieve for years.
Yes, Amy. In fact, the concept was invented in Germany in the 1970s, but has been considerably developed since. Back then, the idea was to establish the most stringent standards for homes to achieve a level of energy efficiency never seen before. The first passive homes were built to such exacting and costly standards that they were very difficult to put into practice. But on a positive note, they propelled the conversation forward and showed how far energy performance could be taken.
Plus, all these experiments inspired new low-consumption constructions that achieved excellent energy performance, were far easier to implement, and went on to be further developed on the market. The most important consideration is maintaining user comfort and, obviously, reducing energy consumption to the max. To meet all the challenges of achieving ultra-efficient insulation, an initial trend was to reduce the size of all openings, in particular windows, and install triple glazing. This was a particularly laborious step, but things are simpler today because glazing and joinery are more efficient. It's most complicated still for north-facing rooms, which receive less light, because we tend to build windows into south-facing surfaces.
So we're making progress. But concretely, how developed is passive building currently on the market?
Well, James, given the complexity of the construction technologies involved and the extra materials required to build passive houses, buildings made to this standard are more restrictive and therefore less attractive. In Germany, where the concept was invented, however, there are tens of thousands of passive houses. In neighboring Switzerland and Austria, too, passive building is more widespread. At a global level, passive building has moved beyond the prototype stage, but it's a long way off from being a mass market.
So if we wanted to push the concept to its extreme, we can imagine homes that actually produce energy. Indeed, some ultra-efficient buildings produce more energy than they consume. This is thanks to devices like photovoltaic panels, wind turbines, and other electricity-producing technology. The term passive building doesn't really apply here, however. Instead, we talk about positive energy homes. For the sake of clarity, for a building to be passive or energy efficient, it simply has to ensure that heating bills are lowered thanks to the high performance of insulation and air tightness. The certifications vary by region. Passive House is the standard in Germany and Austria, Minergie in Switzerland, Effinergie in France, and so on. In summary, the first passive houses gave an insight into what could be achieved if consuming little to no energy were a priority consideration. They inspired a whole generation of buildings that people could actually afford and consume less and less energy.
More importantly, the aim of passive building is to provide a certain level of comfort for users and reduce a building's ecological footprint. And keep an eye out, it will be very interesting to see how this concept develops.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.